Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. We talked about indoor exercise in last week's show, but you know, the weather will soon be getting nicer. It'll get warmer out there. You might even see some sun, and it's nice to be outside sometimes. And maybe you might even want to go running, but if you can't see that well, you might not be able to do it on your own. What to do, what to do, what to do.
In this week's episode, we'll speak with Kyle Robidoux from United in Stride, which maintains an online database of blind or visually impaired runners and volunteer sighted guides all over North America. So this might just provide a solution to your predicament. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip comes from Kyle Robidoux.
I'm a big fan because I have zero vision, you know, in dimly lit areas or the dark. Is, you know, I have a flashlight app on my cell phone that I use a few times a day, and I find it incredibly helpful.
And there are lots of people who are partially sighted who a little extra light could make a big difference for reading or for just interacting with small objects. So use that handy flashlight. We don't all carry around flashlights these days or candles in our back pocket, but most everybody has a cell phone, and there's a flashlight app on those smartphones.
And no matter what your level of vision is, with or without any kind of loss, there will be situations when you wish you had more light, whether you're just looking for something in a dark corner or the power goes out in your entire neighborhood. It's often handy to have an extra light source.
Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
eSight, maker of digital eyewear designed to help improve vision for people with low vision and legal blindness. The technology can be used to read, see faces, and explore the world. More information is available at eSightEyewear.com. Let's start by meeting Kyle.
My name is Kyle Robidoux, and I work at the Massachusetts Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired as our Director of Volunteer and Support Group Services.
Many of our listeners have visual impairments themselves. Do you?
I do. I am legally blind. I have retinitis pigmentosa, and I was diagnosed with RP at the age of 11, and my visual field right now is in both eyes, roughly 2-5%.
And how did you come into this position?
I spent many years working in nonprofits or in politics, working as a community organizer for various organizations. And I intentionally decided that I would like to work in an environment that was more directly related to my vision or lack thereof. So I was seeking out a position working with an organization that works with people who are blind or visually impaired.
Well, that sounds like it could be very rewarding.
It is. It's incredibly rewarding. I've been here now just over 2 years, and it's a great opportunity to, you know, apply both my skill set, but also my personal experience as someone who is visually impaired.
Can you give us a quick overview of what the Massachusetts Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired does?
Certainly. So we have been around since 1903. Helen Keller and others founded the organization, and the primary focus is to support and build skills for individuals who are blind or visually impaired to live as confidently and independently as possible. So we do that both in the support piece as well as the skill building. So we have a one-to-one volunteer program that matches sighted volunteers with individuals who are blind or visually impaired. We have a statewide network of low vision peer support groups. We also have a very robust statewide network of a vision rehab program in which we have trained occupational therapists who specialize in low vision care, who provide in-home vision rehab. We also have a few low vision clinics or centers throughout the state in which they provide low vision exams as well. And we are just starting to provide kind of mental health clinical services for folks who are experiencing vision loss.
And as you'll hear later, they are also responsible for United in Stride.
Well, you know, and it's also important to point out that although Kyle described this organization in Massachusetts that serves people with vision issues, there are many organizations throughout the country on a local basis that have similar facilities. And so if you do have a vision issue or are losing your vision, you ought to search out those resources and find similar services in your area.
And not just in our country, but in many other countries around the world. And they may or may not have a title that resembles Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired, but it'll be pretty easy to figure out who they are from whatever they call themselves.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
This week's focus topic is United in Stride's program to connect blind runners with sighted guides.
Today we wanted to focus on United in Stride. Can you tell us a little bit about what that program is and what your involvement with the program is?
So United in Stride is now a program of the Mass Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. The concept has been kind of in process for the past couple of years. The website itself was launched in April of 2014, and there's a wonderful gentleman named Richard Hunter in California who kind of conceived of the idea and this notion of providing support for runners who are blind or visually impaired and matching them with sighted guides. So this website and resource was created with that goal in mind, that it's essentially a resource for individuals who are runners who are either blind and visually impaired and looking for a sighted guide, or someone who is a runner who is interested in being a sighted guide, and it's a resource for them to get connected with someone who is blind or visually impaired.
Do you know offhand how many people you have signed up with the website as either blind runners or sighted guides?
We have right now just over 800 individuals who are registered and have an account with United in Stride. Of that, about 640 are sighted guides, and approximately 170 are individuals who are blind or visually impaired. And that's both within the United States as well as Canada.
And one of those registered sighted guides is our daughter. We told her we were going to be interviewing you, and she hung up the phone and went right online and signed up.
Oh, wonderful. What is her name?
Allison Torpy. She's in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, fabulous. Oh, that's great. That's great. And, you know, part of phase two or the ongoing kind of process for United in Stride is to really, you know, start more proactively matching or encouraging folks to kind of reach out at whether they're someone who's visually impaired to reach out to sighted guides in their area or vice versa. And, you know, part of it is on our end, we continue to try to market United in Stride as a resource and primarily towards folks who are blind or visually impaired, because, you know, we know that there are pockets throughout the country that don't provide the level of services that the Mass Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired does. So this tool can be a great resource in their community.
And you must be growing quite well these days, because we first found out about you about a year and a half ago, and we thought about doing a show about it, but there just didn't seem to be that many of you around. And now it's nice to see that you have 800 members and are still growing.
Yeah, we are very pleased and excited about the interest in United in Stride. And the goal right now is to encourage, again, you know, people to, now that they've signed up, you know, to kind of go back in and take a look at their geographic area and see if there are any individuals who are blind or visually impaired or guides.
So for a sighted person looking at your website, you've got this nice map with colored dots, one color for sighted guides and another color for blind runners, with a dot at every location on the map where somebody's registered. How would a blind runner use the site?
So the first step would be to create an account. So you go in, you sign up, you create a username and a password, and then there's a list of information that you fill in, including your geographic area, how frequently you run, what's your pace, what's your ideal distance, would someone need a car if they're going to be your guide, et cetera. Once you're signed up and create an account, you can then go back in and look to see whether it's on the map, or you can also enter your zip code, and it'll populate any guides who are in your area based on distance amount. So 5 miles, 10 miles, 15 or 20. So then you can reach out and contact those guides directly and see if they're interested in guiding you. And part of this notion is, again, you know, the Mass Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired through our one-to-one volunteer program, as well as our Team Win the Vision, which is our Boston Marathon team that is also doing some matching throughout the year for runners who are in Boston. You know, we do this as an organization, but we know that there are very few organizations throughout the country that provide this service. So United in Stride is a great resource and tool for someone who, let's say, lives in Oklahoma City. There's not an organization that works with individuals around running or being active and walking. So this is a great tool if you live in that area to sign up and ideally get matched with a guide. And it's also very important to stress to anyone listening that, you know, if you are someone who is blind or visually impaired, you could either be a runner or a walker, and this is a great tool for you. So it's not explicitly just for folks who are running.
So it is kind of flexible in that regard.
It's very, very flexible, and it can work in a few different ways. You know, for me, I live in Boston, so if I'm looking for a sighted guide here in Boston, I can go online, take a look at it, and reach out to someone. It also comes in handy, and this is part of the reason in which it was first conceived, you know, through Richard's travel. So if you're on vacation or traveling for business, you may want to continue being active. You may want to get in your runs either recreationally or if you're training for a program, but it's very difficult if you're traveling across the country to find a sighted guide where you're vacationing. So now what you can do is you can log in, you can put the zip code or look in the geographic map where you'll be vacationing and reach out to runners that way. Or if you're running a new marathon. So for example, I just signed up a couple days ago to run the Buffalo Marathon. It's the first time ever they have a visually impaired division. So I'm heading up to Buffalo Memorial Day weekend, and I'm going to hop on United in Stride sometime this week and take a look at sighted guides in the Buffalo area to see if any of them or a couple of them would like to guide me during the marathon.
Well, that is a great concept. And the web is certainly the way to connect people that are geographically spread out a little bit.
It is. It is. You know, historically, different organizations that support athletes with disabilities, we've all maintained kind of our separate Excel spreadsheets of guides. So now this essentially centralizes that information and makes it a lot more user-friendly for folks and empowers people to kind of take ownership of their own activities. And hopefully relationships will be fostered directly between the sighted runner and someone who is blind or visually impaired. I'm a big believer in being connected to your local organization. So if someone lives in that part of Michigan or resides in the greater Boston area, I still encourage folks to get connected and reach out to the local organizations. But this provides another layer of support. At the end of the day, you know, the underlying goal is to essentially break down the barriers for folks who are blind or visually impaired to be active. And we know, particularly if you have low vision or no vision, you know, the need for a sighted guide is one of the biggest barriers to getting out and either walking on your local high school track or going out for a run. So we are committed to trying to break down those barriers, and we see United in Stride as a great vehicle for doing that.
Now, I can imagine that people, especially visually impaired people, might be a little bit wary about meeting strangers over the internet. Is there a way of vetting the people that might be matched up as partners for you?
Currently, there is not a system to vet individuals. What we encourage folks to do is, you know, when you're meeting a sighted guide for the first time, if that's a concern of yours, which is a very, very legitimate concern, we encourage folks to meet in a public place, either on a sidewalk or a coffee shop, run in an area that has other runners or people around, and, you know, use your judgment to see how things progress from there. And we recognize, you know, our own one-to-one volunteer program, we do background checks and we do criminal record checks. So here in Boston, if people prefer to go through us instead of United in Stride, that is an option. But we also know that, you know, we're not in every state and every city across the country. So, you know, we can try to figure out a way for people to kind of meet in public places and pursue it that way.
So there are athletes out there with all different levels of experience and skill and speed and determination. Do your sighted guides also span that kind of range? I mean, would you expect a sighted guide to sign up to take somebody for a 2-mile walk when they're really personally training for a marathon?
We hope that people will be open to that. We know that it's a service they're providing as a volunteer, and sometimes that means doing something that doesn't always fall within your regular training program. I mean, in an ideal way, it's great when you are a sighted guide and you're training for a marathon and you can guide someone who's training for the same distance and same time, maybe a little bit slower. But we also know that at times where we may ask folks to work with and support someone who is, you know, running at a much slower pace or a distance less than they want to. And you can always go for a walk, a 2-mile walk with someone in the morning as part of your volunteerism and get your run in later in the day if needed.
Now, I take it you've probably availed yourself of these services in the past. How has that gone for yourself?
So I am in the process, like I said, reaching out to folks in Buffalo. I am very fortunate. Prior to United in Stride being launched, I had a set of sighted guides here in Boston. So I haven't had to rely on United in Stride that frequently here in Boston on a regular basis. I did travel to North Carolina this summer, and I reached out and tried to recruit some sighted guides through United in Stride.
Mm-hmm. I assume it worked out pretty well for you in North Carolina.
To be honest with you, it didn't. There weren't any runners in that area, but the framework and the model of United Stride, what's the beauty of it is you can replicate it kind of with the personal connection. So I was able to reach out to someone who lived a greater distance outside of North Carolina, and they just couldn't travel to the Outer Banks where I was vacationing. It was like an hour and 10-minute drive, but they were able to connect me with a local running group and a shoe store right in the Outer Banks that then they recruited some volunteers to run with me. And then, you know, I encouraged those folks who volunteered to be my sighted guides in the Outer Banks to then sign up in United and Stride. And that's how it sometimes plays out. There's a runner who we just recently met a couple months ago who lives in Burlington, Vermont. She ran a half marathon in Connecticut, wanted to increase that distance, but just couldn't do it on a treadmill and didn't have any connections in Burlington for sighted guides. So we actually used United and Stride kind of as a marketing tool, and we reached out to a blog and a running company in Vermont and said, hey, we have this great resource. There's no one signed up in Burlington on United and Stride, yet we have this runner. Could you possibly partner with us? And we did a blog together, profiling the runner and then also marketing United and Stride and saying, if you're interested in being her guide, please sign up. So even if there aren't folks in the geographic area that someone looking, we can still use this as a tool and a means to help recruit sighted guides for them.
You know, that is really fantastic. When I asked my question, you said, oh, it didn't work out so well. But it turns out it actually did. You just basically very quickly rattled off two kind of secondary applications of United in Stride. In the one case, you were going to the Outer Banks and there was nobody registered there. So you found somebody registered nearby and were able to then hook into their quasi-local network. And in the other case, actually, United in Stride got involved, and with what leverage you were able to apply to the local running store, because your organization is much bigger than any one runner, you were able to get the local community involved to try to find guides. That's fantastic.
And like you said, I think the key word there is this is bigger than any one runner. And I think the underlying goal is really to support individuals who are interested in being active, whether it's running or walking, the tools and the resources to do that. And there are a tremendous amount of people that I talk to, not on a weekly basis, but a couple folks a month who say, oh, I'd love to go out and run or walk, but I just can't because, you know, I can't see and they don't know the concept of a sighted guide. And I didn't either. Prior to starting here, I had no idea of this concept of sighted guides. And I therefore, you know, didn't have any sighted guides. And I was running races on my own and falling and skinning up my knees and always concerned about, am I going to hit someone or run into something? And that plays out over and over, particularly folks who are experiencing, you know, progressive vision loss, where you're able to kind of be active on your own, but then your vision loss gets to a place where you can no longer do that. And you may not know of all these great resources and opportunities out there. And I think it's upon us, you know, as organizations and people who are blind and visually impaired and our allies to help start connecting those dots. And I think United and Stride is that central hub in which there are all these different spokes that are coming out to help support athletes who want to be active.
And that's just one example of one of the thrusts of Eyes on Success. We've got several types of shows that we do, and one of them basically focuses on individuals who said, well, geez, my vision loss progressed to a point where I couldn't do X, Y, Z the way I used to, but I figured out a new way to do it. And we've got knitters and runners and hikers and professionals whose jobs weren't amenable in the way they had been doing them to continuing to do them, but they found a way around it. And so we're kind of giving examples to people who might be sitting at home and saying, gee, I wish I could still do whatever it was I used to do before my vision failed. And look at this, this person figured out a way to do it. Maybe I can do the same thing or something similar.
Exactly. And thank you so much for doing that.
Have you branched out into finding bicycle partners for people, or is that too far outside of your purview?
Nothing right now is outside of our purview. I mean, we are actively looking at kind of a United in Stride 2.0, which right now will have some instructional videos, a bit more information about guiding. And we've, in that context, have talked about activities in addition to running, because there's a lot of crossover between triathletes and runners. We will most likely have a box. If someone is a triathlete and looking for a training partner, either for swim, run, or biking, and there currently is a field that says, are you active in any other activities or something to that, where someone can write, I'm a cyclist, I swim, or I bike or I hike, whatever it may be. So there's that capacity and kind of a open-ended question right now.
Well, that's a good idea, because active people are generally involved in more than one type of active sport or activity.
Definitely. I've got back into downhill skiing and alpine ski racing over the past year or two, and I'm having an incredibly challenging time finding a regular sighted guide to ski with outside of an adaptive ski program. And I often say to my coworkers, can we get a checkbox for alpine skiing as well? That would be great.
So there are lots of ways of being active, and United in Stride makes it a little bit easier if you're interested in running and being outside. So take advantage of those opportunities.
Now for this week's final item, how you can learn more about United in Stride and how you can sign up and some other resources you might find useful.
So if people wanted to find out more about United in Stride or participate either as a volunteer or as a runner, what would they do?
So they can visit unitedinstride.com. So it's United and then I-N stride.com. Once they go to the website, there's a pretty clear path where to sign up and register. They create a profile, they put in all the information, and then once they create a profile, they're then able to kind of go in and search for either a sighted guide or a runner who's a blind or visually impaired in their area. And the website, we designed it so it's accessible to screen readers and different devices. So hopefully that will not be a barrier for people logging on and getting involved.
Is there a phone number for people who would rather contact you that way?
If folks have questions about their, if they can't log in or create an account, they can give me a call. My number at MABV is 617-926-4312. And if they live in the greater Boston area or Massachusetts, we can certainly help connect them with a guide kind of over the phone. But if not, we would just kind of help them work through some technical challenges, if any, in signing up for United in Stride, and then encourage them to go that route.
And is United in Stride on any social media platforms?
So United in Stride has their own Twitter account. And the Facebook page, kind of announcements for United in Stride, as well as Team with a Vision, all happen under the umbrella of the Mass Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. And we purposely did not create a Facebook page just for United in Stride, because we really didn't want people, we want people to communicate over Facebook, but we really wanted people to kind of sign up and create profiles and accounts.
What's your Twitter handle?
So the handle is at United in Stride. So all spelled out, UNITEDINSTRIDE.
And is there an email address that people should use if they have questions?
If they have general questions, they can email me. My email address is K and then Robidoux, R-O-B as in boy, I-D as in David, O-U-X at mab, M-A-B, community.org.
Are there any other resources to which you would point blind runners or people who are visually impaired to find out more about some of these athletic type endeavors?
I think United States Association of Blind Athletes is doing incredible work, both supporting athletes and connecting them to numerous resources, whether it be playing goalball or skiing or running. They sponsor the National Marathon Championships that happen in Sacramento, California, as part of the California International Marathon. I got back into alpine skiing. I went through USABA and the Vermont Adaptive Ski Program. I went to a weekend for skiers who were blind or visually impaired, and it was my first time skiing with sighted guides. So they do tremendous work. And there are other organizations, I think, you know, that work more on a local level that are able to support individuals. I think Team RWB is doing great work throughout the country supporting athletes with disabilities. They also work with folks who are blind or visually impaired. And if there is an Achilles International chapter in someone's home state or home city, I definitely encourage folks to reach out to them. They provide a lot of support with sighted guides, and they do training runs and things like that.
Is there anything we missed?
I don't think so. I would just, you know, end by saying, you know, we encourage folks to sign up, but also encourage folks to get in touch with us. Let us know the successes or the challenges. We'd love to hear from people that say, hey, I went on vacation in Virginia and I got matched up with a guide and they're amazing. And when I go back next year, we're going to run again. And now they're connected to their local running community. So we'd love to hear those, you know, success stories and matches as well.
And as our regular listeners already know, if you missed any of that contact information, you can always go to our show notes to find that and additional resources at www.eyesonsuccess.net. Also, if you are interested in other forms of sports and exercises, just type sports and exercise into the search field on our website, and you'll find lots of other episodes where we talked about a variety of different kinds of sports, outdoor activities, and other recreational themes of interest.
That's it for show number 1607. Well, if you participate in all of these fitness activities that we've been talking about this week and last week, eventually you're going to work up an appetite. And next week, we'll be speaking with Christine Ha. Christine calls herself the blind cook. She is a master chef who developed her cooking skills after her vision failed. She is a winner of Master Chef on television, author of a New York Times best-selling cookbook, and host of Four Senses on AMI TV. We'll speak with her about cooking as a blind person and get some pointers for success and safety for blind home cooks. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-210-8094.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman Torpy and Peter Torpy, and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. Browse the full archive of programs, find instructions for subscribing to the podcasts, and much more at www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also find us on iTunes, follow us on Facebook and on audioboom.com, at Eyes on Success, or Twitter at @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success, and have a nice day.